Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 30.
We are not doing ASMR.
No, we are not doing ASMR, but this is episode
Reminds the
30.
Whisper came out
Episode
on the
Jeff Curry. Jeff Curry,
Steph
get it?
Curry. Jeff
No,
Curry. My
Jeff
name is
Curry.
Jeff.
Jeff Curry.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by Costco, where TVs are the best.
Where you have a warranty, which I wish I had.
Dude, you know what's super interesting actually? Warranty accounting. It's incredibly complex, but also kind of interesting.
Is it kind of like being an actuary where you're like determining how worth it a warranty is based on like how long you should extend a warranty for a company? Like as a company, you're like deciding, hey, if we did a 6-month warranty, would we still make up enough money like on the upfront end, then we're gonna have to pay out like
Like
insurance?
almost kind of difference being that like you have your warranty expense up front. So like if you buy a TV or a big appliance like a
It's
washer or
like
dryer,
$50 warranty fee up
$50
front.
warranty expense. So you book that expense, but then if that warranty is never used, which most times
Like
it's
insurance.
not, you write off the warranty and just like get it off your books again. But I actually think it's fascinating. It's very
It
complex
is.
and kind of nuanced, but I remember learning about it in school and being like, this is actually interesting to me. I am a nerd about this.
Well, Costco feels like the weirdest one because Costco is notorious for having super lopsided cost differentials between like they lose so much money on their roast chickens that they sell. Like they sell it for a super low cost. They haven't really risen the price in a long time, so they're still $5. But they obviously a whole
Six
roast
five
chicken
99.
costs more, $5.99. And their hot dogs and all that, like they obviously are losing money on all of that, where they could make
So
more. But they know that they'll get money back in people buying the,
everything else.
yearly fee and all the other extra stuff they would pay for that they normally would.
Yeah. The former CEO of Costco retired a few years back, probably like 5 years ago, and maybe he was like one of the founders or something. He was a big wig with Costco, right? Retires, step down, and in his like clause of like his retirement, he said the price of the rotisserie chickens will not drop. As
Or
long as
no, not
I
even
hold
will not
equity
go
in
up.
Costco, we are not dropping this price. And the new CEO came in and was like, "Yo, I want to change this," and he's like, "Nope. According to the bylaws, we can't do that." So
The
the new
bylaws.
CEO tried to change it up, but
Try to pull a
this is
fast
a
one on the
pro
post CEO.
Costco
Oh, love it.
podcast. We love Costco, where you can buy large quantities of anything at
It
discount
used to be a s
prices.
Why
And that
are you doing
movie,
that accent?
it's from Yes Man.
That you're even doing the Aussie accent. Nice.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Yeah, he's actually
I was
from
thinking
New
about it. I was like,
Zealand.
what is that from? New Zealand.
Yeah, with Jermaine Clement.
Yeah. They're
They're in
both from New Zealand what's his band group name?
Full Flight.
Wait, Flight of the Conchords, yeah.
There you
That's
go.
right. Jenny. Hi, I'm good, thanks. I love that song.
My favorite,
Hippopotamus,
I think,
Jenny.
is You Don't Have to Be a Prostitute.
Don't know that one. Business
You don't have
time.
to
Love business
be
time.
a prostitute. No. You could say no to being a man ho, a male gigolo.
I do not know that one, but it sounds fun. Why don't I know that?
We're just doing story time to start.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a good
The
time.
first time I watched Flight of the Conchords was with Brandon Sprague and James Kunzler. And we went to the Oregon coast, and we were going to camp out on the coast in the back of my truck. And we got my truck stuck in the sand because I forgot my truck's only two-wheel drive
Beginner.
because it
Oh.
was a like it just a gutless grandpa truck. So instead, we drove back to James's house, and it had an empty house. So we just stayed up until like 4 in the morning watching Flight of the Conchords in his basement, and it was so much fun.
That's a good, yeah. It's weird because my first instance was that was on a YouTube special. This was like around the time when like Brian Regan was getting popular, and it was on like our Dish Network TV Guide, and my parents recorded it. And
Yes.
it was him and his buddy. They were playing the guitar sitting in their little podium, and it was their whole like hour long special. And so we recorded it, and I would watch it all the time back. And it was my first thing, and I loved. Or like I'll Be the Racist Dragon. Love
I'll
that
be
one.
the
The
racist
race.
dragon.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah,
Dragon. He's like, oh, Abby, why are you so racist? Laughed the boy. It's really funny, really
for
good.
a show that is clearly designed for people who are stoned while they're
Yeah.
watching it, I'm surprised that we loved that type of stuff as two
When I was
boys
like
who
14,
don't do any of
yeah.
that crap. But like, I imagine the show is probably even funnier if you're just high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we don't do that.
The stuff they talk about.
We are an
We don't do that.
anti-substance
We're
abuse
anti.
podcast.
That's right.
Pro Costco, anti-substance abuse.
We're have hard lines here before the election. We're sticking to our guns. No pun intended, NRA.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Well, as you can
Political.
already tell, we got a great show lined up for you today.
We do.
We're already,
Good times
I don't
to
even
be
know how
had.
far along we are, but it's a good time. Jeff and I both have surprise segments for each other, and Jeff's got our draft for us tonight. But
Ooh.
as always, we have a question of the pod. Now, I have a
Twitters.
question for you prior to the question of the pod,
Okay.
because I didn't prep this for you. But would
Okay.
you rather have a would you rather or a standard question?
Standard question.
Okay. If you had $10,000 to spend on getting a tattoo for yourself, what would you do? Where would it be? And would you actually do it? So I'm talking about like premier, like the best tattoo artist or whatever. Like you're spending a fat chunk of change. Actually, somebody's buying this for you.
Okay,
Would
someone's
you do
paying
it?
for it.
One. Two, what would you get? And three, where would it be? Because
I
I've
mean,
never
I've
asked
always
this
been
question to
like,
you, and I'm actually genuinely curious.
I've always been like, tattoos don't really entice me like my sisters do. Most of them have a tattoo of some sort. I don't love them because I'm like, I change my mind too often. Like in 5 years, I think back 5 years ago, I was like, if I had put that on my body, I would have been pissed at myself later in life and been like, what are you thinking?
You would have had
So,
Marshawn Lynch going like this.
oh yeah, doing on me.
Or like
No
this.
pun intended. Oh, that was a good impression.
Thank you.
2000, was that 2009's calling? They want their joke back.
Thank you. Yes.
So, I don't think I would get one, but if I were to have $10,000, I'd probably get something small. On my upper arm, very generic, probably right here, where my sleeve covers it. And I'd probably get it would be imprinted in gold, so I'd have gold under my skin with the ink, so
Oh,
it would shimmer. And then
clever.
I would probably get something along the lines of like
A
a
Nike
very mock
swoosh. Because
just
you were the
do.
it I was just
I was
doing.
just yeah, good
Yeah.
job, Gabe. Gabe Wad.
Game one.
So I would probably do something modernized, like something that I love, like a movie or a TV show, some theme from that that only certain people would understand. TV show The Leftovers or Inception or something that's small, but it's like a very like modernized take on it. So it's like really basic. And they would be only people who have good taste would understand. So I don't want everyone to be like,
How
wow, a
big?
sun. Probably like this big. You know how big this is, don't you? About
No.
this big. Here.
Oh, now I can
In
tell.
my eye.
Now I can tell.
Here. It's about this big. Can you see from
Yeah.
here?
Perspective is everything, brother.
Perspective. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, brother.
So I have a dream tattoo, and I would
Oh,
probably
tramp stamp.
need 10 grand for it. But I would get eagle's wings coming out of my
What?
tramp
Doing
area.
what?
Yep.
They'll be doing what?
And the
Wow.
wings would touch at my belly button.
No, that's the
I'm
worst thing I've
just
ever heard in
kidding.
my life.
I'm just kidding. No, I do have dream tattoo,
That's
and
horrible.
I don't know if I have the balls to actually do it, but I've wanted this for probably like 5 years now.
5 years you've been planning this?
As in, like I've been like sold on this thing. So if someone wants to sponsor me getting a tattoo, ask Jeff first,
Ask Jeeves.
and someone probably needs to discourage me from actually getting it if somebody else were to sponsor this tattoo, because probably
Yeah.
shouldn't do it, but.
Funny, we look a little similar today. We're both wearing the black shirt, have the orange red on top here.
I got a little beard
We got little
action here too.
wispies. You got wispies going on.
Yeah, this is what episode 30 brings for you.
Dude, 30, 30 for 30.
30 for 30.
Beautiful.
Do you have a fact for us?
I do have a fun fact for you.
Yes.
So, fun time.
Fast
In
times at Ridgemont
baseball,
High.
eat fast. Yes. In the spirit of playoff baseball, another one. I know we did a baseball one maybe a couple weeks ago. Another
Shohei.
one I was really interested. Shohei Ohtani with all his record-breaking stuff. This was interesting because you always look at sports with how long the run time is versus how long the action time is,
Okay.
right? Because you're
Yeah.
like a lot of people, how long you wait, how long the actual stuff is happening in the game. Like golf, how much action time do you really think there is? Like where things are actually happening, not a ton
Yeah.
per golfer.
Or
So baseball.
the game of football is 48 minutes. However, the action time in that is much less.
Yeah.
But the run time for the length of the actual game is like 4 hours, you know?
Yeah, for like all the, timeouts and
Timeouts,
all the media and all
booth
the
reviews.
commercials, everything, halftime, all that. So
Yeah.
baseball, what is your guess in minutes how long the runtime really is for a game? For a baseball
The
game.
runtime or the action time?
So the action time where things are actually happening.
Okay.
Like they're pitching it, someone's swinging, they're running the bases, whatever.
I'm gonna say 52 minutes.
You will be shocked at this. The actual time is 18 minutes of total action time in a
What?
baseball game. Yeah, because think about how long they're staying at the mound. And then the wind up and the pitch, and they strike
Yeah, I'm
and
thinking
then throw it back.
like the
That's it.
delivery from like the time that they like set and then they start their wind up and like
Yep.
they throw, like runners leading off at first and they throw to first, right? That's
Yep.
action time too, but
Yeah. And
18
the average is
minutes.
18 minutes. Absurd.
No wonder
Absurd. You
baseball
watch a whole
sucks.
No wonder they added in the pitch clock. They're like, oh, 18 minutes of actual time versus 3.5 hours of baseball. Baseball! Real tough.
Although I've heard
So
games have
crazy.
been way more enjoyable with it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't feel like you have to wait forever for anything to happen.
Forever young.
So that'd be fun. Forever young, yeah.
Great fact. I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
I'll
now you
gain.
can share with your friends and look super cool, thanks to Jeff.
Thanks to me. You're welcome. Fun fact.
All right. Are you ready,
Should I
Jeff?
go first? Should I go first with mine and then you can do yours and then I'll do the draft?
No, I'm gonna go first.
Okay, so I do back to back.
Yep, you're gonna go back to back and I'll let you finish
Okay.
this thing.
Whoa, okay.
I have a segment sponsored by, not sponsored, inspired by the Breadbasket podcast,
Ooh, shout
or
out Breadbasket.
Breadbasket. I'm a breadstick, which is fun. And they tend to tickle my same like age range, right? Things that we grew up with, video games that we played, Nintendo games, movies that we watched, TV shows, right? Like they're my age or our age. So
Yeah.
it's like hits that kind of same fancy. And they had 12 questions and three lives. So you have to try to get through all 12 questions without losing your third life.
Okay.
And these are going to be 50-50 every question. So, for
Okay,
example, this
so
is the very
yes or
first
no's, true or
question.
falses, those kind of things.
Who is taller, Batman or Superman? And you're going to have 12 of these questions, and you're going to have to answer them
Ooh.
and try to get through the entire list. I did it, and I lost two lives. So I made it through the list,
Oh.
losing two lives. So I'm confident that you
Okay.
can do it.
Okay.
But first one, who is taller, Batman or Superman?
I think it's Batman. I think Batman was tall.
Incorrect. Batman is 6'2", Superman is 6'3".
Oh, by 1 inch, that's ridiculous.
There's a couple of these
That's
where there's a
ridiculous.
couple
That's
that are
so close.
incredibly close.
I thought Superman was not that tall.
Now this is not with their costumes, because if you got Batman's ears,
I don't count that, but I just know
right.
Batman was a big dude.
Well,
Huh.
Christian Bale is
Darn it.
not, but
Christian Bale's not. Yeah. Ben Affleck.
so there's one life lost right there.
That's terrible. Terrible start.
Question two, who is heavier, the Hulk or Shrek?
The Hulk, easily.
Okay, good job. The Hulk is
Easily.
1,200 pounds. Shrek is 450.
Yeah. It's all muscle. Shrek's all fat.
True.
Shrek's a chunker. Hey, donkey.
Donkey. Who is faster, Sonic the Hedgehog or Dash from The Incredibles?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Correct.
Easily.
Top speed of 676 miles per hour. Dash at 190.
Yeah, 670 is stupid, man. It's stupid.
767. My bad.
760. Oh my gosh.
This one's a layup. Who's taller, Mario or Luigi?
Luigi, all day.
They have Mario at 5'1" and Luigi at 5'9".
5'9". All right, respectable Luigi. I got you.
Yeah. Like, I'm
Mario's a
taller.
short king. Short kings all over the world. Mr.
Okay,
Worldwide.
you're one life lost through quarter of the way, or a third of the way. So good job. Who has more Piston Cups, Lightning McQueen or Doc Hudson, the Fabulous?
Doc Hudson.
Incorrect, Jeff. Doc only has three, Lightning has seven.
When did he have, how did he get seven? Was that from the second movie?
Yeah, you'll need to watch, well, you need to watch the
Cars
through the
2 is one
third
of the
movie.
worst movies ever made.
Dude, Cars 2 is
So, no.
great.
No, it's not. Cars
Yeah,
2 is
it
bad.
is. Finn
Bad. And the third
McMissile,
one gets.
or sorry, Mick
Oh.
Missile.
Yeah, Cars 1 is the only one I even consider canon in this. So,
Cars
that's
3
all
is
I
not
know.
bad, actually, but this is where you would find that information out, and I thought you had seen it, so.
All. No, I don't remember a single thing from those two movies besides yuck.
All right.
So I wouldn't have known he's won seven. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's pissed in seven cups. Who is taller, Yoshi or Eminem? This
Eminem
is a
as
one
in the
incher
rapper?
difference. Yep.
It's Yoshi.
It is Yoshi. Very good.
I know it's
That
kind of
was
tricky, but I know Yoshi's huge, even though
Yoshi's
Yoshi shouldn't be.
5'9".
Yeah,
Same
Yoshi's bigger than Luigi.
height as Luigi.
Yeah.
And Eminem is 5'8".
Yeah,
So that was
Luigi,
one of
that's
the
good.
tougher ones. There's another tough
I have
one.
to ride this whole thing out with no misses.
Correct.
This is gonna be
One,
tough.
two, three, four. You have six more. You're halfway through. Can't miss
Oh
another one
no.
without losing the
Oh
challenge.
no.
Who is taller, Pablo Sanchez or Stewie Griffin?
Pablo Sanchez? Who's that?
From Backyard Baseball.
Oh, Pablo. Stewie.
Pablo.
Pablo.
Billy Pablo. Yes, that is correct. Pablo
Pablo's
is
taller.
3'8". Stewie is 2'3".
Yeah, Stewie's tiny.
So you're good. You're good there.
Okay. One at a time.
Who is taller, Iron Man in his suit or
Oh.
Aquaman?
Aquaman.
And that's gonna do it, folks.
What on earth are what?
That is going to do it.
I think the comic book movies ruined everything about these questions for me, because in no world is Jason Momoa Aquaman shorter than Iron Man, who is like 5'6".
Aquaman is 6'4". Iron Man is 6'5" in his suit.
Yeah, well, Robert Downey Jr. is definitely not, so that's why it throws me off.
Correct,
Even in
but
a suit, it's terrible. But
yeah.
comic book, I guess, sure. That's just, I asked two questions based off of 1 inchers. That's ridiculous.
Pause.
That's ridiculous.
Pause that.
Yeah, please pause
Let's
it
finish
because
the
that was
last four
awful.
questions, because I think you'll get the last four, maybe not the, I don't know, there's a couple that are tricky, but I thought they were funny too. Who has more followers, Tom Holland or Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.
Incorrect. He's at
Yuck.
58 million and Tom Holland is at 65.
Okay. He's got
Yeah.
all those girls.
Yeah, and also
Those
the
girls.
Zendaya poll too there.
Oh, yeah, true.
Who or which movie has grossed more money in its totality? Iron Man, the first one, or The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight.
Correct. At
Christopher Nolan.
534 million, and Iron Man is at 348. That one's pretty obvious. Who is taller, Mr. Incredible or Waluigi?
Waluigi's big. That is a monster. I'd
This
say
one
Waluigi.
I did not know, and I
Is it Waluigi?
it is Waluigi.
He's a big
Seven,
dude.
seven.
He's 7'7". Dude's taller than Wembanyama. Dude, Mario is 5'1" and Waluigi's 7'7". That's not even fair, dude. That's bigger than
Oh man.
freaking Donkey Kong. How tall is Donkey Kong?
I don't know. It's a good
That's
question.
crazy.
Now, I did not fact check these, but
Waluigi 7'7".
7'7".
He's
And
a
then the final
lanky man.
question is, who is taller, Peach or Conor McGregor?
Peach.
She is. She's 5'9" or 5'10".
5'7"? 5'10"?
She's 5'10". She's
She's
taller
taller.
than
She's taller than
Luigi.
Luigi.
Yep. And Conor
And
McGregor is
McGregor.
5'9".
What are these comparisons? Where'd you even get these from? You
I don't
putting
know.
Conor McGregor in here?
Brett, it's so random, right? But
That's
shout out
super
to the bread
random.
basket. Shout out to Jeff for
For failing
losing.
miserably. Yeah. What a
I
time to
mean,
be
to be fair,
alive.
you did lose two questions where it was a 1 inch difference.
Yes, I did say that, which sucks because that's a toss-up. Especially since the movie characters actually are taller than the comic book counterparts. So that throws me off.
Yeah.
I know that the Dark Knight, that Batman's taller in the movies, and I also know that it's this Aquaman is definitely taller.
Yeah. I got
Whatever, whatever.
the Yoshi versus Eminem one wrong because I thought maybe it was a trick question. And I thought maybe Eminem was 5'10". And then I got the Mr. Incredible versus Waluigi question wrong because I did not think Waluigi was 7'7".
I know when they're cartoon characters like that, you have no frame of reference.
Exactly.
You're like, I don't know, they all look like the same height, maybe a little taller.
And Waluigi hasn't made
It's not 7'7".
he hasn't made an appearance in the Super Mario movie universe yet, so.
Yeah, do you think they'll make a second one
They already
with
planned
that
for
with
it.
the success? Oh, they do. Okay.
And if you watch the very, very, very final scene of the movie,
With
there's a
Yoshi.
Yoshi egg that hatches.
That's true. I just didn't know if they were going to actually do something
And you
with it.
hear
I know it
the
made like a.
muscle.
Did you just turn on your Nintendo and play that sound? Because that was really good.
Thank you.
That was a really good
I
little
felt like
Yoshi
a
sound.
child, but thank you.
Well, it was good. Very
Yeah.
impressive. Do it again.
Losel.
Dude, identical. Same thing. That's so good. Wow. Sponsored by Nintendo.
Brought to you by Nintendo.
Brought to you by our next segment.
Brought to you by Jeff's TV. May it rest in
No.
peace.
No, rest in pieces because I've taken the thing apart already a few times. Oh, let's hope I can fix it.
Are you
Very
a
sad.
tinkerer?
No. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I'd
I mean, like, are
rather.
you good at that stuff, like tinkering?
Yes.
You're a
Yes.
Tinkerbell?
I graduated from YouTube University with a doctorate's degree. All I do is look up YouTube videos and TikToks and how to do stuff. That's constantly what I'm doing all the time. Mess with
So you're
it.
a Tinker Bro, not a
Yeah.
Tinkerbell.
I know my serial number for my TV. Who knows that kind of stuff? That's stupid, but I
Not
know it
me,
because I
not
have
this
to know
guy.
it.
This guy doesn't give
Not me,
two
not me.
shoots about his serial number for his TV.
Yeah, your TV's next to you and it's a what 32-inch little trackpad.
That was a free TV. Well, actually, no,
Okay,
this
yep, that's
one's,
it.
I don't know what this one is. I
Yeah.
think that's this one's 48, and I think my monitor is like 32.
That's right. Makes
But
sense.
my big TV in the family room is 65.
Yeah, that's the size I want to get.
Or maybe 60.
Six, probably 65 or 55.
I don't know
They
what
don't really
65
do. They don't
inches
really do.
actually looks like, but
They don't really do 60 inches. Kind of a weird number, which is funny. It's actually funny that they don't do it on the even numbers. They'll do it on the odd. Everything's
which
45,
here's some more
except for
trivia for
32.
you. They measure a TV's inches
Diagonally.
diagonally.
Diagonally. Diagonally.
Did he say
Diagonally.
diagonally?
Diagonally?
It's really funny.
Was nice. Well, this is actually a fun segment because it is another interesting one for you. It is a blind ranking. Rank these things.
I love blind
Blind
ranking so
ranking.
much.
Okay.
Okay.
Except on this blind ranking, let's share this. Should I just share this screen? Yeah, let me share a screen. Hello? Or if I can, there we go.
Oh,
All right.
you're not on the Mac.
No, I'm not on my Mac. All right, you see that? All
Yes, sir.
right, let's make this a bit larger. Okay, so we're gonna rank these. Okay. I have a list of 10 different things. There's no theme to this. They are strictly on what you think, but they are all good things. They're all very good things. All right.
The
And
most
you need to
famous
rank them
Michaels.
accordingly with the favorite. No, this one is gonna be tough because so many of these, it depends on your personal experience with them. But
Okay.
the more I looked at these, the more I realized this is gonna suck. So,
Okay.
all right. So we'll start with number one. Okay. You're gonna rank things from the best on this list to the worst on this list, even though there's not really a worst. Number one, the first one is the feeling of hitting an incredible chip in slash long putt that you weren't sure was gonna go in.
Word.
So where would you rank that on the scale of how good you feel?
Wow.
I know you have no frame of reference for what the best things on this list or worst things on this list could be, but this is really interesting.
That is, I don't know what else is on the horizon here. That is an amazing thing.
Anyone who golfs knows how good that feels.
Jeff put freaking Titanic music to a long putt that he made.
And it still is one of my favorite golf clips to this day, besides Devin shanking it in across the water over
Oh,
the freeway and me laughing like the Joker.
it was so funny.
That was so good. Where do you put this?
Man, I did just do this at a 4th of July golf tournament. Or it was end of June, but yeah, end of June. It wasn't 4th of July. I did make a putt on a sloped green, and so like the pin was on the left, and our ball was on the right, and it was a 2-man scramble, and I just putted high up the hill and just let it like drop in and sunk a 60-foot putt.
Oh, geez.
It was epic.
Wow. 60 footer.
But I'm gonna, just because I don't know what else is on the list, I'm gonna put this at 3.
Three. Pretty high. Okay. So, hitting a crazy golf shot when you weren't expecting.
All right, for those of you
Okay.
listening on the podcast, Jeff is entering this in on the YouTube.
I am on the screen. Okay. Got that one. Number two, second one. That feeling in your stomach after you take a really big dump that you've been waiting to take, and the immediately after.
I'm gonna drop that down to 8.
Ooh, okay. That's safe.
It's good because it's
But there are better.
it, there's a lot better. Yeah,
Okay.
we're pro taking relieving dumps on this podcast.
I'm all for that. I've been waiting for one recently, so.
Stop.
No lie. Okay. Next one. This one's gonna be tough. Getting a free sample that's delicious at Costco with no intention of buying it. And it's just amazing.
Based on how this list I'm expecting to roll, I'm going to throw that at 7.
Seven. So it's better than the dump feeling.
It's definitely nice, especially if you can get someone with you to roll back and snag a second one for you.
Okay.
But I don't ever feel bad for it, especially because like at most of the time I go to Costco, I have my daughters with me, and so I get 2 for them. And if one of them doesn't like it, I end up getting it. So we'll put a free sample at 7.
At a seven?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So free Costco sample without
And
buying
again,
it.
huge props to Costco.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Always a good feeling. All right. Next one on the list is when you've been cold for a while and you're cold and you go outside and that sun ray just hits you just right, that's not hot. But it's like that warm and it just warms your skin a little bit. And you're like, oh, like it almost like defrosts you just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm regretting this Costco move at 7 already. I'm gonna throw that at the 5.
The five? Okay.
Yeah. It's a
Orange
good
bright
feeling for sure.
sun. Yeah. It, I
However,
know I felt this recently and I was like, I love that. Especially when you're like getting chilly and you're like, I just want a little bit. And then the sun, it's not like hot outside, but it's just warm enough. Or like when you're by a window and it hits you and it just kind of gives you that, like it warms your skin up. Sun just really. Okay. We'll do it like that.
the way you're phrasing these is so funny.
I don't want it to mess up the way that the numbering is and it like paragraphs down.
Yeah.
So it's just so we remember. I have the list on my phone
Yeah.
now. Okay. Next one. You'll have to think back a little bit. This is an older one, but I remember this. This was the feeling the whole last day of school, not senior year, just those other days when it was the last day of school. And the whole day you're getting yearbook signings, you're talking, seeing your friends, your classes aren't even real. You're just like going to shorten classes and,
You know,
sophomore
shout
year,
out to
junior
teachers for putting up with terrible, rowdy kids.
year.
I could not. I'm way too
Yeah,
grouchy.
they were terrible. I
I'm
was a
gonna
teacher.
throw
I
that at the
know.
9.
At the nine, you didn't love that at all?
Yeah, it was fine.
Wow, I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have like amazing memories of it. Like, what am I saying? Like field day in elementary school, that was dope. But that was usually like the second to last day. Then the last,
Yeah.
the walls and cleaning and all that stuff. Never was
Yeah, we had
as
to do
good
that.
for me. Last day of
Yeah,
school.
we had a good time. Last day of school. I loved it. I loved those days. Seventh, eighth grade too. So fun. Because you just knew you were just prepped. You had summertime plans. You were ready to go home. No more homework. That whole week leading up to it, you're just like, I'm free. Home free.
Fair.
Okay. Well, We still have numbers 1, 2, 4, 6, and 10. All right, so you've got some range here, but the upper echelon is definitely gonna need to be
Yeah, I'm
taken up
banking on
here.
some of these being pretty good.
There are some good ones left, and I already know where a couple of these are probably gonna go for you.
Okay.
Next one is when your favorite sports team wins in overtime.
One. No,
That's your
no, no, no.
one?
Hold on.
That's your one? You don't even know what else is
Wait.
left.
Hold on. Sorry.
Your
Not
favorite sports team wins in
championship
OT.
game.
Yeah, I mean that's really rare. I mean, more
Okay.
often is it's going to be an overtime game, just a normal game.
Okay, so just a normal game. Sorry. I was
Yeah.
thinking literally us on
That's like the
FaceTime back in February.
that's like peak of the peak. That's hard to judge. This is like just
I was just
overtime when
like
you were
yelping like a
stressed.
freaking goat.
You're goating like a goat.
We're gonna throw it in the four.
The four?
Yeah.
Wow, jump from a one to a four if it's not the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, yeah, if it's just a regular game, that's dope, but it's also like it's just a regular game. It's not playoffs. Playoffs.
Playoffs?
If it were a playoff game, it would be two. And if it were a Super Bowl, it'd be one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So now we got the 1, 2, 6, and 10. So you've got the worst and the best spots available. All right. Very fair. Four left. All right. This one's a fun one. I experience this every so often where I'm really in the zone, but this is that feeling when you get crazy goosebumps listening to your favorite song blasting in the car with the windows rolled down.
Eargasms.
You feel it. You feel
That's what
it
they're called. They're called
in your
eargasms.
I mean, you can call them. I just get the goosebumps.
I experienced this the other day recently, and I am going to experience this on Saturday
Eating some
as
Healy.
going to Healy in a small venue
Yeah,
and
but
on the slow
it's
slope.
that feeling, especially when you're like listening to a song you already love, but then you like roll down the windows and you're like just driving, it's loud and it hits the chorus or the bridge, and you're like, I'm like elevating. I'm like floating right now. It feels so
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, we got to
You
give
know?
shouts to Bentley because this would probably be his number one. I'm gonna put it at my two though.
Okay. But getting goosebumps.
From an eargasm.
Blasting.
I think that's a legitimate term.
I wouldn't say so.
Oh, there's a company called Eargasm.
I don't doubt it based on it's probably gonna market really well.
A sense of pleasure derived from listening to something, particularly music.
Yep, sure. Yeah, go for it. That sounds great. Let's put that explicit sign on the podcast. Okay, wow, we have a variety here. We have the 1, the 6, and the 10. So best,
Yeah.
worst, and mid right
Yep.
here.
Yep.
Let's hope it fits. Okay. Honestly, this does fit for me. This could totally fit.
Okay.
All right. Next one is when you pass a test that you were absolutely positive that you failed or did extremely poorly and you pass.
I'll go in the six.
Six?
Yeah, that's great.
That's it.
I got the one and the 10 left. I'm kind of nervous, but
Yeah, you left both sides.
the strong side.
Left side. Wow. Divisive between the last two. You're going to be unhappy that you left these two for the last two. That's
Oh,
all I'll tell
no.
you. Okay,
Oh, no.
this one is when you eat that sandwich with the chips on it after swimming all day and it's got the chips in it and you crunch it and you're hungry.
I'll leave that at 10.
Leave that at 10.
That's fine.
I love that, especially in Utah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that being at 10. I'm trying to think what I would put at 10 instead of this as of this far in the list.
Honestly, though, you're gonna be extremely happy that this is what you're left with, though.
Okay. I got
You
the
are
one
gonna be happy
left,
with it. I'm
which
surprised.
is.
Yeah, you got the one left, which is when a baby, your child, grabs at your face with their tiny little hands and they're like reaching to your face and they're just barely touching, you know? They're like,
That's
and they're just a little baby. Like a month
That's
old.
peak, brother. That's peak.
That's peak. That's gotta be peak for you, right?
Oh, I just
I figure for
freaking,
you as a dad,
I
that
just
is
freaking
like
got
a moment.
emotional thinking about it.
Just like little June, just like Junie just trying to touch your face as a baby.
Like it's amazing when it's like your nieces and nephews or whatever. Like it's so cute and so sweet. When it's your own kid, there's just so much love. Like I'm legitimately getting emotional just thinking about it.
Dude, that's how you know it's the number one.
That's freaking goated right there, dude. Holy
That's
crap.
good. What a pull to wait
Woo!
till the end. You held that spot, and imagine you put that at the, you know, you only had the three left. You would have been like, nah.
I'm very, very happy with this list. For those of you listening to the
This is
podcast,
a
go
good
check out
list.
this section on YouTube. You got newborn baby grabs your
Oh, let's
face.
start from 10. Let's start to
Oh, okay,
10.
sorry. Jeff, go for 10.
So we'll start with 10. Is eating a sandwich with the chips on it after he's swimming.
I'll go
It's a
nine.
great
Last
feeling.
day of school, excluding senior year.
Yeah. Number 8 is that feeling in your stomach after you've taken a giant dump and you're just like
So
relieved.
random.
I
Number
mean, it's a
seven's
big
gonna
good
be
feeling.
a delicious free Costco sample, knowing that you're not gonna buy it.
Yeah. Number 6 is passing a test that you for sure thought you were going to fail.
Yeah, that could probably go a little bit higher,
Because that
but
feeling, I mean, it's been a while, but
it's
that
been a
feeling
while.
when you were like, I'm not doing well, and then you
Dude,
get
when I
like
was
an
taking my 300
85,
level courses, holy crap, that was.
and you did well, and you came home, and you were feeling like $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Number five, the warmth from the sun when you're just like cold and you go outside and just warms up your skin, warms up your
Dude,
bones.
what a good feeling. I remember Houston mornings when it would be like a little bit nippy outside and then that sun would come up and just barely hit you and you're like,
All I
man.
remember about Houston mornings
Ooh.
is playing disc golf and
Disc
ultimate
golf.
frisbee
6 a.m.
having my feet just be soaked after like 2 minutes.
Dude, drenched in those. My shoes were never good enough.
No.
Soaking wet. And the grass clumped all over it.
Yeah.
Dried
And
grass
it's
and the
like
tar. Yeah, it was
clay.
terrible.
Like the dirt's like
Yeah.
clay.
Oh yeah. That was the
Little
best though.
Clay Aikens.
What? Wow, what a pull.
Little Clay Matthews.
Oh, wow.
Little Corey
I don't even
Matthews.
know. Dude, would you stop?
Little Mitch Matthews.
Well, Corey Schneider, Indians baseball player from the 80s.
Corey Sheffield.
90s. Oh, well, Adam Schefter.
Oh, nice. I was gonna go Gary Sheffield. I used to pretend to be him in backyard baseball all the time. Just like the way that he like bounced his bat real big. Him and
Dude, he
Vladimir
bounced his bat
Guerrero.
so big.
Him and Vladimir Guerrero and Ichiro. Those were the
Good
guys
old
that I
days.
emulated.
Those are the goods.
Number four,
Good old
Jeff.
days. Your favorite sports team wins in overtime.
It's a great feeling.
That is a great feeling.
Number three, hitting a crazy long golf shot when you weren't expecting it. So a chip in or a long putt. It's nice. That's
Yeah.
real nice,
You just
man.
hole you hole it out and you're like, I'm king of the world.
You're like, I'm freaking Tiger Woods, y'all.
Dude, and when you're driving in your car at number 2 and you get goosebumps while your favorite song is on the radio or you're listening to it and you've got the windows rolled down, top tier.
Especially like when you're wearing a sweatshirt in the fall. And you roll down your windows
And
and
it's
like there's
cool
crisp
breeze.
air outside, but like you're warm. And sometimes
Yeah.
you even turn the heat on a little bit in the
And you're
car so you get
going
the
somewhere
warm
you want to
air.
go. You're going somewhere fun and you're like, dude,
Ooh.
this is it. This is my night.
Oh, and the leaves changing colors.
Your favorite time of year. So
Oh,
emotional.
man.
Leading to your favorite one right here, which is number
And
one.
the number one is a newborn baby grabbing at your face with their tiny, tiny little hands.
Just like they don't even know. They're just like, hello. And they're
Dude.
just like touching it. And you're just holding them close and they're just like scratching. You just barely touch.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a feeling right there.
I remember my firstborn daughter's first night in the hospital after she was born. She was born in the evening. And then we got to our room and she's laying in the little thing. But she's like supposed to sleep in there. And I
Yeah.
remember just like moving it back and forth to just like gently rock her to sleep, and her just like she was like arms were tucked in, what's it called,
Swaddled.
swaddled, thank you, She was swaddled and I needed to change her diaper. So I unswaddle her and I'm laying her back there. So I'm just kind of having like just this moment while mama's asleep and just being a dad. First opportunity being dad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, by
And
yourself, basically.
I'm like putting her diaper back on, tiny little diaper, because she's just a little brand new baby newborn. And she reaches up with her little hand, and I put my finger out, and she holds on to my finger, like first moments, and you're just like, oh,
You're like, this is just us, just a little
love
child.
this so much.
You're just, dude, in a hotel,
Dude, I
just by
miss,
yourself.
like, what?
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 I misheard you. I thought you said you were at a hotel before, like right after, but I
Oh,
misheard
no, we're
that.
in the hospital.
Just at the hospital, yeah. It feels
Yeah.
like a hotel, basically.
Yeah, except like
You're
hard
staying
or
at
marble or what is it, tile floors. And so
Oh
it's like
yeah.
cold on your feet if you're not wearing slippers.
Everything's so clean and yet you feel dirty. You're like,
Yeah.
Good old days.
Man, good old days.
I remember it coming from a former baby. I remember how that is.
Yeah, I mean, you can speak to it.
Yeah.
You have
I know. I
direct
remember.
experience being a baby.
I was a baby. I was there
You were a
in
baby
Utah
until
too, which
like,
was very
what,
dirty.
like 8 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a bona fide baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like baby back ribs, baby
Ooh.
got back. Yeah. Hit me, baby.
Chili's
Hit me, baby,
baby
one
back
more time.
ribs. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, duh, baby.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Well,
Yeah.
Santa baby.
Lots of babies. Lots of good songs. That should be a draft sometime. All the best songs that have to do with baby.
The best baby
The
song.
best baby songs, you know. Which leading to our draft now is going to be fun because it is extremely random and also you would never think of this, but the moment I realized this could be incredible. I was just racking my brain on what other podcast things we could do with these
Okay.
drafts, and then this popped up, and that is, drum roll please, junk drawer items.
Wow.
So the items you find in your junk drawer, every family has some sort of junk drawer,
Yeah.
and unless you're not dysfunctional, which most families are in some way, the
Man.
miscellaneous junk drawer where you have all sorts of things. What are the top items?
We going 10 deep on this one?
We could go if you want to go 10 deep. I only had it for 5 and 5. We could go 10.
Let's be quick with it, because we're probably
Yeah.
not going to really be stealing from each other.
Probably not.
You want to stop sharing your screen?
Okay.
I will go first, since you have the draft. I get to choose the order.
Yes, sir.
Link at one, Jeff at
I don't think
two.
it's going to matter too much, so.
Yeah. I'm going to go with super glue.
Super glue. All
Yeah,
right.
a
That's your
little
one.
thing of super glue is always in the drawer, and then
Super
like,
glue or like a glue stick?
yeah, and like 2 years later when you're
Yeah.
cleaning it out, it's
Those
stuck
count.
to the bottom of the junk drawer.
I'll do glue stick and super glue, whatever, in the same because they're both it's some sort of glue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely always have it. Even or it's like dried out and it's crusty. Like it hasn't been used in a couple of years, and so you open it and then
And
it's like
sometimes it's
all
satisfying
rough.
to like
Like,
get it off. Pause.
yeah. It's quite the pause. All right. Well, if you're going with that, then I'll take it to another level, and that is assorted batteries.
Yep, battery's great
All
pick.
sorts of batteries at some point. I just feel like everyone's got a triple A or double A, maybe that little square battery, you know,
The D battery.
the D battery, where you could put your tongue on it and it zaps you, you know.
Dude.
You ever did that?
Oh, 100%.
Every kid, and it tastes like
I would
copper,
never
and you're
let
like,
my kid do that
ah,
now, but like I totally did that.
no. Who even has D batteries hanging out around their house? We don't even use them anymore.
I do, because they're freaking for
Oh, the old things in your
the smoke detectors.
smoke detector, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, for my second pick here, I'm gonna go with loose coins.
Yep. Loose
Loose
change for
coins.
sure.
Loose change. Always feels like there's got to be some loose change in there, some pennies, a couple dimes, maybe a quarter if you're lucky.
Penny just lifted her head up when she heard that.
She heard me say penny.
She said,
Penny!
she heard you say loose penny.
She's so loose, dude. You don't even know.
I'm gonna go
So
with
loose
rubber
to her.
bands.
Rubber bands,
Second pick.
great pick. Great pick. Nice job.
And for my third pick, I don't know if this is just like specific to me and my house, but I'm gonna go with Expo dry erase markers.
Dry erase markers? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. We didn't really have too many dry erase markers around, so.
It's ever since I've had a junk drawer. It's always been
You've
in my
always had it.
house. Yep.
Well, we also had that assorted screws and
Yeah.
assorted like little screws and
Little
nails and stuff. So like an
nails.
assort little assorted bag of whatever or
Yep.
so pieces of just screws lying around in there that weren't used for something. So that'll be my third pick. Let's see. And then with my fourth pick going back around, I'm gonna go with a little flashlight. I have a
Okay,
little
yeah.
flashlight in there, a little whatever. I feel like a
Do you have the
flashlight was.
handheld ones that you would crank?
We used to have that. That was in our like closet, where it was really crazy in there. But we used to have a little clicker, just a little clicker flashlight.
Yeah, totally.
And half the time it was out of batteries, and the batteries that were broken were in that drawer itself.
Yeah, exactly.
They were cycled through. So then you're like, darn it, I need new batteries.
I'm gonna go with pens and pencils in my four spot
Yeah.
here.
Pens and pencils,
You always
always
need one,
something.
and you have to like kind of go through a couple before you find one that works properly or works
Yep.
well enough for what you're looking for. And in a similar vein, I'm gonna go with Sharpie in the five.
Sharpie. Great. Sharpie, fantastic. And it was most of the time, again, it was dried out,
And
didn't
it would work a
work.
little bit, it would be like a little faint.
Yeah, like the first letter that you were drawing would work, and then it would just,
Yeah.
dry out.
Just realized three of
Terrible.
my items are writing utensils, but that's what happens in
But
a
everyone has them. Those are really good ones.
writing utensils. Is that the right way to phrase that?
Yeah, writing utensil.
All right.
So this was also specific for our house. Well, actually, I'm gonna go with this just because we used it. It also pairs with the assorted screws and things, but also a little screwdriver. Some sort of little screwdriver we would have in there,
Screwdriver,
just
like
a
an
loose
Allen
one.
wrench too.
Yeah, one of those tools, we would have sitting in there to kind of pair with that. So screwdriver or whatever. And then along with that, because there were seven siblings, or seven sisters, me and my brother, my parents, there was just always so many things going
Well,
on, and
seven brothers and seven, or seven wives, so seven
seven for
sisters.
wives or seven brothers for
Whatever
the
it is. Yeah.
seven people in the seven cities.
Yeah.
We had a charging cord, some sort of miscellaneous charging cord
Nice,
that was for
nice.
something, and we didn't know. It was probably for an old phone, and we were just like, all right, just throw it in there.
Yeah, great pick. I'm gonna go with scissors in my sixth spot.
Scissors, yeah.
And
Scissors were
Jeff,
there.
please spell scissors for us.
Skizzers, SKYIEZZ
Stop it.
or ZZES.
Oh, okay.
Skizzers. SCISSORS.
This could maybe stay or maybe wait toward the end with this next pick. But I'm gonna take it here anyway because it was just like always in like my family's thing, but we always had like zip ties or like something which like zip ties or like something that you could like a loose string that you could like tie something
Yeah,
with.
slash
And I would use
loose
that to like tie
string.
stuff all
Okay.
the time. Like, I don't know
All right.
why.
Huh. I never had that, but sure. We'll put those together, like something to tie something with, so string or zip ties
Yeah.
or like a thread
Like
or
we'd have like
whatever.
a random shoelace in there and I would use it to like tie something together.
You're just so crafty, you little Boy Scout.
Yeah.
You little Scout Master, you
Oh,
little Eagle
Scouty boy.
Scout,
Scouty boy.
Scout Boy. Well, that's good. I didn't have that. I mean, what we had was also like soy sauce packets, or
What?
like you know, we would have you know those little packets that you get, and you get them from eating out, and you get so many, you don't put them in the fridge compartment, so you're just like, I'll
I
just put
put
it
them
in
in the
there.
fridge.
They don't have to be refrigerated half the
They don't
time.
have
They're
to be.
like
You're
they're soy
correct.
sauce,
I've just
so
never
we just
heard of
didn't
those
want to
being
put
in a
them.
junk drawer because I'd be so scared of it popping with like the screws and
They got
shoving them
lost
in
in there,
there.
and we were all kids, so we just had them in there.
Yeah.
No
Okay.
one wanted to replace them, so the packets. I don't know. My list
That's
here.
good.
I'm gonna say the other thing we'd have in there is like, oh, we would have a lighter in there,
Okay. Yeah, good
a
pick.
little lighter for anything really. Candles. My mom would just put that in there because that was the best spot for it.
Okay. Yeah. I remembered two more items that we had growing up. I don't have it in my current junk drawer, but like growing up we had it. There's a tape measure.
Tape measure.
The tape measure, that was
Okay.
always a good one. And then
Are these your
I
last
just
two
had it.
picks?
Now I've got a
Oh.
that was my eight. I'm gonna go with the paper clips slash extra stapler staples.
Extra stapler
Yeah, you know how like
staples.
this like you put this you lift the stapler up and you put the thing in and you close it so you can just
Yes.
keep stapling.
Yes.
We
Oh,
always had
okay.
like one of those like blocks in there somewhere.
Okay. Stapler sta and then paper clips, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. What am I
And
on? Am I on
your
nine?
final two picks. This is your
Nine and
nine and
ten?
ten. This is
All
hilarious, by
right.
the way.
It's ridiculous because you just know. Everyone's got
Everyone
these. Well,
is listening to this going, "You forgot about this," or, "Oh my gosh, I forgot we totally had that."
I know there's always more depending on the family and what you guys needed, but like our family always had people getting hurt, so we had band-aids in there.
Band-aids, nice.
We had weird band-aids. We had that massive one that would go on like your knee or your leg or something, and then you would have the little round circle ones for like little pinpricks or
Yeah.
tiny little boo-boos.
Boo-boos.
Little
Oh, so
boo-boo boo-boo.
gross.
I know.
Yeah. And for your final pick, Jeff,
Final pick.
this recap's gonna be funny.
This repack will be funny. You know what? I'm gonna go with which we also had, and I feel like a lot of families have this, are those little manuals that come with like new appliances or like you put something together,
Okay.
those little paper booklets that like
Yeah.
you open up and it tells you the instructions in Chinese and German and Spanish and English. One of those.
Appliance manuals. That is hilarious.
Yeah, everyone has them because you open it and you're like, I might need this later, but I don't want to put it in the bookshelf. Like, where do I put
Yeah.
it? Junk drawer. So, I don't know. There's still more. Like, I still have like four more I could do.
Yeah. Okay, for my final pick, this one I just remembered now and falling to me at the 10 spots. Fantastic. We're gonna go miscellaneous keys.
Keys. Oh, there was always like two or three keys, like an old
You
mail
don't know
key
where
or
they'll
like
go to.
a bike lock. There was always
Exactly.
something.
Yeah.
They were like, I don't know. Did we used to have that at our old house? I don't know. Let's just put it in there so we won't forget it.
I don't know. Should we throw it away? Nah, let's just keep it. You never know
Nah.
if we're gonna need it. Never use it.
Straight up. Straight up. Crazy.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Wow. All right. I'll go through my list. Ready?
Yeah.
I have super glue, rubber bands, dry erase markers, pens and pencils, Sharpies, scissors, zip ties, tape measurer, staples, and miscellaneous keys. I think I had a lot of growing up, but we had it was like a like almost school supplies, but not quite school supplies. Like school supplies that you actually just use every day in the house. And that was our junk drawer.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, dude. There's so many things. Everyone's got some like
Oh,
a mix of these.
with the zip ties, we also had bread ties.
Oh, the little screw ties.
Yep.
Yeah. The twisty ties.
And the
Twist
twisty
ties.
ties, and then the ones that
Yeah.
were like,
I
they're shaped
hated
as like
those.
a square.
So
Because I
the
would
ones that
use
were
the
the
twisty
square.
ties when I would put my Christmas lights on my parents' house growing up. That's what I would use them for.
Oh.
Yeah,
Never would have
so
thought
we
about
saved
that.
them in the junk drawer.
We had the ours would never made it into there because the little square ones we would get with the bread,
You break them.
you fold it in half and then you put it on your finger right here. So you put that little edge where it's like a U, and then you go like this and flick it, and it's a bullet, and it goes. And then we got in trouble because we would do it so often. Like you could fly across the room. Like they went lightning. Next time, try it. Ever get a bread thing, fold it in half and
I
break
am
it, and
so
then
intrigued.
pop it onto your middle finger right here, and then just
You
like
just snap
flick
it.
it. Yeah, you flick it, and it will zing across the room if you do it right.
That is
And you'll hear
fantastic.
it. You can hit people with it, like long range. My dad would hit us with it, but then they started finding them all over the place, and they got mad, so they banned us from ever doing it.
Hit him with it.
Hit them with, dude. That bread little tie was deadly
That's
from distance.
fantastic. That
It was
is.
awesome. I haven't done it in a while.
Let us know if you poke somebody's eye out by doing that from Jeff teaching us.
Yeah. Well, my picks were batteries, coins, sorted loose coins, assorted screws, and other things like that.
Nails. I gave you kind of push pins
Flashlights.
with that too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, push pins could be their own thing.
They could
They're
be, but
honestly they're
I'm giving
alone. I
you
think they're
like
alone in
screws
that.
and nails, like things that you put into a wall.
Okay. Flashlight at my 4 spot. Screwdriver.
And Allen
Could be a
wrenches.
flathead or an Allen wrench, one of those.
Yeah, the Allen wrenches that you get in your IKEA.
Yeah, the little L Allen wrench.
Yep.
The charging cord, sort of charging cord. You don't know what it's for, but it's a USB of some kind. Soy
Yeah.
sauce packets, sometimes even ketchup packets in there, weirdly
Taco
enough.
Bell.
I didn't have them at Taco. We didn't really eat Taco Bell growing up, so I would put Taco Bell ones in my fridge because I wanted those things cold.
I do put all mine in my fridge and I keep them in a Taco Bell bag in my fridge.
You have a special bag
I do, and it sits on the top
for your the
shelf. When
bells,
you open the door, it sits on the top shelf.
and then you just have a sign that says Live Moss above it. So you always know it's like Live Moss.
It's true.
And then I have a lighter at my 8 spot. Have the Band-Aids at my nine spot, and at my 10 spot is little operation manuals.
That's so funny.
And for honestly, we forgot, like you said, tape measure you brought up. We also
Yeah.
forgot like chopsticks or like those plastic cutlery in those baggies that you get at the store,
True.
and they have like the napkin in it and the spork. There's always
See,
one of those.
we always had like a napkin drawer, and those would go in like the napkin drawer with like extra straws, like sonic straws that you didn't use or something like that. Like,
Oh,
we
okay.
had
So
like
you had
a
a separate drawer
kitchen
for that.
type junk
You
drawer.
guys were bougie. You guys had the bougie drawer.
So bougie.
So bougie, dude.
Yeah, we're just like
Bougie.
we would play like bougie ball, you know what I mean? Instead of
Oh, I
bocce ball.
love, bougie ball where you like whisper at the ball and it like, well, like rolls the way you want it. Stop, 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 and then it works. I totally know what you mean. You guys
That's
throw
great.
money at it. You throw money at it and it just like moves for you. You're like, yeah.
We just reach into Jeff's junk drawer and grab all his loose change and just throw it at it.
My drunk drawer? Whoa.
Whoa. Careful.
Yeah, I don't have a drunk drawer.
Careful now.
Nice try.
Dang. I was not expecting that at
I
all.
know. That's such a random thing, but then you're like, yo.
Was a
I
good
mean, it
time.
wasn't as much of a competition as it was like, think about it. And then you can think of how many things are actually in that
Yeah, I was
drawer.
like wanting to just like add to our list and make our collective list of 20 items here.
And there's still more.
There's still more.
Still more.
That's funny,
Amazing.
man.
Amazing, amazing list.
Was a good time.
Yeah.
What do we got on the horizon for you, Jeff, other than a new TB?
The Horizon Hawaii 5-0 is that I am going to be putting up some things and prepping the apartment for when you arrive in less than a month's time. And we will be, I'm prepping some pickleball related things for that, looking up some disc golf stuff. I found my disc golf items. I have like 4 or 5 discs. So, obviously, I know you're bringing your entire bag, which is excessive, but for some reason important.
It is not excessive. That is a
How many
necessary
discs?
item
How
in my life.
many? How many?
How many am I
How
bringing, or
many
how many
do
do I have?
How many are in your bag that you're bringing?
24.
That's a lot of discs
It is. But like I'm
for
also
an
bringing
amateur
you three
fund.
discs, and I'll
Okay,
bring
that's fair.
Devin probably one.
And I'll have to give it to Devin, and he won't even ever use it. Poor
Well,
guy.
he's got a few already.
Yeah, I bet you. I'll bet you $1 Devin hasn't played disc golf since he was in Rexburg.
I would love to see Devin try to play disc golf because I remember when I first started
He
playing, you
gets
guys
so
could keep
mad.
up with me and he would just throw the mid-range and do great.
Yeah, he was like, "Here's my purple disc, my favorite," and he would just huck that
Yeah.
thing. He would huck to and spin on that thing all the way down.
Oh.
And oh, sorry, different podcast. Sorry,
No,
I'm a
that's
guest
okay.
on that one.
That's fine.
Sorry.
I'll allow it. We're talking about Tua Tagovailoa, right?
Yeah. You know,
Yeah.
and this is concussions and stuff, you know.
He might be back by
Like
week
this.
8, is what they're saying. Oh my
Like
gosh.
this one. Was that a good impression?
That was great.
Was that brutal?
Dude,
Maybe.
also, can we talk about this real quick? I don't, this may be
What?
not this may not be the platform for it, but like Josh Allen should not have come back in that game.
Yeah, 100%. The more I see that hit, the him hitting his head, I
That
was
was
like, absolutely
so
not. That was
bad.
so bad. Which also, he still lost the game, and you're like, did that contribute to him
100% it
basically
did.
making terrible decisions?
His decision
Maybe.
making was awful after that point in the game.
Yeah, it was. I don't know who let him just like, hey, you know what? You should play. No concussion protocol for you. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Was crazy.
Every NFL's player who does big hits is going to have CTE at some point in their lives. That's guaranteed at this point.
Hey.
That's you.
Shout
No
out to the
guardian cap.
Chiefs, 5-0, bye week this week, so gonna be a boring weekend of football for me. Which means I'm
Yep.
probably gonna watch more football than I ever have because I'm gonna be bored.
You have nothing. Yeah, you have nothing else to
I'll be
look forward
bored in
to
the house
besides
and I'll
that.
be in the house bored.
Don't. No, no
But yeah,
games.
I'll be heading to San Antonio here in less than a month.
For all of 11
A
bucks.
month.
A month.
And we are I
It's gonna
did
be
play some
great.
pickleball yesterday.
Yeah.
Trying to I haven't played since May.
Yeah, dude, you
So
gotta get warmed
I
up.
gotta get the
You
figure out my
wanna
figure out
challenge
my
the champ.
serves.
Yeah.
And yeah, Devin and I will be playing a best of 7 series to
Oh,
11
for sure you will.
per game.
That's a
Played
long series. What the? A best of seven. You should play a best of, point games to seven, and you should play like five of them. That's crazy.
We'll
You
go
guys will be
best of
so winded.
7-2-7.
You'll be so winded. After game four, you'll be like, I have nothing in the tank. You guys will be
Bro,
running back and
I
forth so
play at
much.
elevation. When I drop down to sea level, it's gonna be so easy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sir. You keep
No,
saying that. The moment you're huffing and
my whole
puffing.
goal is to tire Devin out because that is the only way that I could probably win.
Your only goal is to tire Devin out, who works out 5 days a week. Good luck. Good
There,
luck,
I
sir.
guarantee you he will be more winded just because he works out.
Just because he runs all the time on his workouts. Good luck. I remember playing him. It's not going to be a fun time trying to tire him out.
All
He sweats like a pig, but his breathing
right.
is fine. He starts sweating the moment his heart rate's elevated above like 70 beats per minute. He's like,
He's sleeping at night, just sweating because he's having a bad
no,
dream.
he does sweat. He does sweat. And that's why he showers like twice a day, because he just sweats at night.
Well, that's for other reasons, actually, but we can't
Yeah,
get into
because
that on this podcast.
I cuddle him too much. That's what.
Okay.
You know what? Let's end that on a final word here. Is
Jeff,
there's not a lot of.
hold on, Jeff, hold on.
I don't want to dive into what I just said. I just want to move past it. I don't
That's
want it on record.
fine. Oh, do something nice
Oh,
for someone. Share with your grandma, share with your local pickleball community. And Jeff, final word.
when we talk about visiting friends like this, it is crazy how fast it catches up to you, because like the one moment you're hanging out like every other day at college or seeing each other, and you're just like, yo, this is the best, and then the next moment you're living half a country away, and you're like having to plan trips every couple of years to even see each other for a little bit, and you have to like go your way. It sucks. Like, I could probably count on my two hands how many times, if I never live by you, how many times I'm going to see you again in my entire life, which is terrible. It sucks. Yeah, if we never live with each other, you think we're gonna see each other more than 10 times? That's a lot of times.
If we make a concerted effort,
If we
if
said
the
once a
lefties can
year,
get this podcast community growing and we can
that's
start a,
true.
then that
We could start
would be dream
a fund,
life right there.
a podcast travel fund for us to see each other. Strictly that. But until
A
then,
PTF.
go visit your friends. Go spend time, visit your friends, hang out, because it is worth the effort.
Amen. Give him a good cuddle. Lefty's out.